Kolei Shabbos. I'd like to share some of his wisdom with you, and it's a good way to both review and actually learn to see some new insights in some of the topics we've been discussing until now. The first thing is to review what we spoke about yesterday, which is as follows. We know there's a heter called Gram Kibbutz. That's a Gemara. There's another Gemara. So the two Gemaras which seem to be so from Zeh. That's what we had yesterday on the screen. We'll see it again. Gemara Masech the Shabbos on that Mem Zayin Amud Beis. There the Gemara has a different expression. The very last Gemara in the third paragraph of Masech the Shabbos. Well, actually, the last words in the third paragraph of Masech the Shabbos, which we shall see momentarily, have another expression. So there's two kinds of this. One is called Gram Kibui, which is permissible. One is called Makarives Kibui, which is prohibited. And the question is, how do we draw the line between Gram Kibui, which is permissible, certainly at least between Malcolm Hefzid, as we saw, and Makarives Kibui, which is prohibited? This is the question which the Rishonim talk about. Yesterday we saw it in Tosfos. Today we'll try to see it in the Rashba. They say basically the same thing. It's always good to see it in a different way. Here we go. You want to know why over here is there a gzeir of kibui? Yesh loma. Hosam ha-malachi lo chashinam ze mavgul bedili in sheminayim. Kuli amal yodai nisir be'ezir. Everyone's careful. Ha-malachi lo chashinam ze mavgul bedili in sheminayim. Kuli amal yodai nisir be'ezir. Everyone's careful. Lo chashiv alei malacha. V'sava d'shavi v'yoev u'mekarev kibuyo. Ooh. Ooh. Pirish there. Leka l'mecha sh'nesinus maya mer of Shabbos b'toch ha'shosh shos chuchis sh'koron lanfish. To leka l'migzah shem yitan l'socha b'Shabbos to b'ho mizr zahiri inchi. Here we're talking about nitzotzos. Nitzotzos are just little sparks. People do not realize is the problem of extinguishing sparks. So they had to make a gzeira. When it comes to a real fire, no one's going to make that mistake. That's the first teretz. Okay. The yesh mefarshim, the karavas kibuyo, the shamayim tachas and itzotzos v'novos v'socho, v'en adoma afilu l'mechitzas shelag u'bara d'shori, it says in Yerushalmi, and the gemara kuf chaf medbeis, Rabbi Talis, Sheochas Bohaur, we'll see this later. The Shah Rabbana, the Rabbi Yossi, Litav Lamayim Mitzad Echad, the Imkovsa Kovsa. Vitama Mishum, the Hocha Ein Dover Mafsik Ben Amayim Lenitzotzos. Because man, Shein Nofos, or Ein Nofos, Soch Amayim Vekovos. Abel Hosom, Ein Hamayim Takta, Velamen Hatzad, the Ein No Eish No Fellas, Soch Amayim Lehedyo. Lo chashvina le makarev kibui. So according to the first teretz, there is only a question of whether you make a gzeira or no gzeira. By sparks, you make a gzeira, by fire or not. There's no fundamental difference. According to the second teretz in the Rashba, the same as the Tosus, there's a fundamental difference. This is a chatzitza, then it's gram kibui. And Tosus has pointed out in the barrels which surround the fire, there's a mechitza, which is the barrels themselves. Here, there's no mechitza. If there's no mechitza, we have to adopt a stricter position. It's not included in the category of gram kibui. Oh, the question, how are we passing? How do we pass it in these two days? Which day is Iker? Right, 2 days in the Rashba, 2 days in Tosas. Who's right? So this is discussed by both Sehalach HaLamais and Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Samachem. Okay. There are two issues over here. One is Bittul Kli Me'echano, which is one issue, and one is this Gemara. Lo yitein letocho mayim, afilu mevod yom, meshe mekarev zman kibuya nitzotos. This is what's called mekarev kibuyo, the last three words of Perakira, which is it's also not the same as gram, which is the mechavish thing. The mechavish is not the gram kibu, but not kiruv kibu. Kiruv kibu is also as a mefurash gemara. Okay, fine. Yesha omer mafilu miskavya the kibu shori meachad hein amayim ba'en eletachas hashemen lo havya the gram kibuy v'chein noegin. You know what people do this sometimes? On Hanukkah. You light a Hanukkah there, people put water on the bottom of the oil. They don't want it to get so dirty. Yeah. It comes Friday night. You're doing exactly this. Is that what you're doing? I don't know if it's kind of a kibuy or not, but the point is, it's only gram. So writes the Rambam. Comes the Mishnah Berurah. We'll skip Mogad Avraham as we saw yesterday. Go right to Mishnah Berurah. What does he say? Liten bear of Shabbos Mayim atoch hakona shomet bo ner shavo ochelim. Dei shichobe kshiyobo ala mayim. Oso luchu le'alma. To miskaim ala kibri. Bo eish tofu letoch omamish. Ba mayim be'en. Bim takas o eish. O mikom makom b'makom tzorech. Yesh lahatim v'zel asmo ala poskin disfir lehu. Ledafti kshamayim b'kliyacher oso. Shemaz kem b'shabbos. But also in their atzmal of shayach b'mikzah shayach kem b'shabbash. Hakol yodin, which also diga b'ner adolim, can be zolit in the mayim b'konam konam shabbat b'kaner. Oh, so b'mokam tzorech, the Mishnah Berurah is making in the shayla. Pashas is 2 days in the Rashi, we just saw, 2 days in Tosfos. The problem is, the same author of the Mishnah Berurah, namely the Bir Halacha, has a different approach in another place in the Shulchan Aruch. That's a big problem.
But another time, sparks is also lochiyah. If it happens, it's a rare occurrence. So when it happens, it certainly is a danger.
That's true.
So if it's lochiyah,
yeah, the word,
how can you have the intent?
The word sparks is a wrong word. I don't know how much word to use that. There's little, you have a candle and little things come out of the wick.
Yeah, it's a different wick.
Hold on, let me show you. The Bir Halacha. In Hilchos Yomtev, Rabbi Osayim, Simen Tov Kuf Yud Dalet. Hilchos Yomtev is the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha here in Siv Gimel writes as follows. Watch this. When in the Tov Kuf Yud Dalet, Das Atad the Mimokam Tzorach Tzatz Yish Lahakla. And the Chayim of Moshe disagrees. The Mimayim Erin Nichas Bechlam Onei Adil Yisorach the Bechlam Mekarev Kibuyo! Reish Tanochein Achronim Etzasser. And who else passes away? The Alter Rebbe passes away in the Easter. Okay? And therefore, the bottom line is over here. Yesh Lahachmer. So the question becomes, is still, here he says Yesh Lahachmer. Clearly, and the Mishnah Berurah back in Simon Reish Tanochein, Sivkot Yitches, he's making. So I saw the Sefer of Sivchai asked this question. This is in his piece on Groma. We'll look up later on. The back is Cloven. Groma. Simon Yud Aleph. He asks this question. Stira. Listen to his answer. I'll read it to you. Even though the Mishnah Berurah is Mekil in a pinch to rely on the first parents of Tosfos in the Rashba, that's only on Erev Shabbos. Not on Shabbos and Yom Tov proper. Yom Tov Atzmo Naktina Lahachmir. So Erev Shabbos, you are matter to put them there in Shofar Esmaim. Even though it's a kibu lehedya, it's not ground kibui. So you did it on Friday, you can rely on the minik, you rely on the first three terrors of Tosfos in the Rashi. Only love with Dili Rinayo. Find the Tosfos. It's supposed to be Shabbos, but Dili Rinayo. We saw the first time, we saw the Rashi today. As opposed to Yom Tov and Shabbos themselves, there's no minik to be mego. We pass like the second teretz, which is the Iker teretz, which Magen Rambam says in Magen Mishnah. If we answer it on Shabbos and Yom Tov proper, very nice. I like this teretz. It's a good teretz. It's on page Shin Nun Tes. We'll look at it later in the Sefer. Fine, beautiful, a beautiful teretz. Okay, a beautiful teretz. But now, Rabbi Osayi goes a little step further. nearly Pashat is Ozayin. Hadi Tiru Gram Kibu Behefsek Mechitza. Sorry. She a Hefsek Nikar Klabi Chutz. The cave and Shanikar Shoesh Misael the Kibui. Hare Nikar Lehedish Enkan Maisa Kibui Gomor. Dabi Gromer Besua Koachach. Koachach. Ubazella goes. Masha ain't gain by often, she ain't call hekami by chutz, she ain't shafsik mechitza. Have a kiruv kibui biyosur. The nire hadova clap a chutz, kimase kibui. The xeris chazal, pluya bimaris ha'ayin, the kiruv a kibui, are they myself, over ichuba. And therefore, what's the bottom line? No grummer switch. All the grummer switches are awesome. Why? It's all called Makarav Kibuyo. I'll tell me in the Kishkas, they made this computer chip. With computer chips. What does it look like? On the outside, you put it on like goes on. Put it off like goes off. He says that's clearly, at the very least, Kirav Kibuy, and is therefore completely prohibited. That's what he says on this basis. He goes further than that. You can't use a Shabbos clock to cause a kibui, even the Makom Hefsed. Why? Ka'ula zu have a kiruv kibui. Ve'ein ograma. Kevan de'ein ve'ula zu koach ache ha'mesayo. Ba've kinesinas ne'ashav v'mayim ve'shichov l'achazman. Ve've le'kiruv kibui v'yos. Ma'ya behold this kibui mash. Because it's like Zohar v'rubus ha'yasa, which spoke by yesterday. But at the very least, it's called Kiruv Kibui. And therefore it's against the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa.
That would only work with incandescent lights, not LED lights, where you don't have a
power. That's a different story. There's no use in the first place. There's no fire. We're not discussing that right now. Fine. Now, so when is Groma? When is it Koach Acher? And according to my Rebbe, if the Koach Acher kicks in after your Koach finishes, we called it the Pesera Emes yesterday. Fine. Now, on both sides, he says as follows. He says like this. Why is Grama also the Chathila according to the Ramah? The Zilzul B'Shabbos. You get out of it. Nearly the royal Ahachmish or the Hazid is Amachov B'Shon Shabbos. Afilu Kadela Acher Kibuy. Afal gav de pulazu, are you makmon neas a kibui? And Rab Shlomo Zalman held that technically speaking mutter. So. Have a kibui bishazu, nasa makos pulazo, benimta shanate tosoas vulocha makos maso, the kabachoma bishon shabbos, which goes with shinayim, etc. So, exact word for word from Shlomo Zalman. If you recall last week, Rab Shlomo Zalman said, even though he thinks it's probably motivated to make it earlier, he told us Taminim, don't even move it to make it later. The Zilzul B'Shabbos. So this is the Pesach, bottom line, very, very important. Very, 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 very important. Atka. This is part one, what's called Grama, in this beautiful Sefer. Now we've got a part two in this beautiful Sefer, which is called Dover She'ena Miskabe. You may remember, if you go back to the Tosis, or go open the, if you don't want to open the Gemara, Subis, Avav, the big Tosis. Tosfos said a number of cases which they consider to be a Dovash and a Miskavah's Gration. Okay? Tosfos is discussing the opinion of the Aruch, and they introduced the Gemara and Shabbos at Kubzayim, you see, can't miss it. It's half down at the wide end of the Tosfos. Makbis Mursa the Shabbos, they consider to be a case of Dovash and a Miskavah with a Pesach Gration. The question is obvious. Kivega asks the question. What? Dovash Miskavah! You have a skyman to make a hole in the pimple to take out the pus, and that hole is exactly the Yisur of Bavadim. There are no two actions. It's only one action. So we had a long discussion about this last week, and we called it, what do we call it, remember the name of the Lashon? Shnei Shemus. There were two categories, two names we give it. We don't have to talk about Kalayim. One is called wearing, one is called placing. And we had a whole, I think it was in the Sefer, the Sefer Shalma, a whole piece. As long as it's Shnei Shemus, that's considered to be Ein Miskavah L'Pesach Reisha, even though there's only really one action. It's the same action. It's giving you two different names. It's enough to make it Ein Miskavah L'Pesach Reisha. That's the opinion of Tosfos, as we saw. comes along the Sefer the Sif Chaim and claims that the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam disagrees. And the Rambam says that the definition of Dabar Sheni Miskaven is when you are dealing with the Pu'ulas Heter Bilvad. And I quote that famous Rambam, which we saw a few times. Let's see it again to refresh our memories. The Rambam is at the very beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Aleph. What did Rambam say? Rambam Torah Ma'asosah B'Shabbos B'Shas HaTziyosah Efshar SheTayosah D'Glola Melocha V'Efshar Shelo Tayosah Lo Nisgaven Lo Osah Melocha Arei Zeh Mutar. Gives an example. Goro Midu Kisev Migdol Lo Nisgaven Lach B'Choritz etc. Lo Nisgaven Mahal Chal Gavi Asovim Lo Nisgaven Rochas Bofa Boris Lo Nisgaven. Okay? And then he goes through all this entire thing. All these cases, he's saying, I'm doing something, and something else may happen, a malacha. But what am I doing? I am involving myself in a davar hamutlas also b'shabbos, which sounds like it's a separate pu'ula. No separate name, a separate pu'ula. Oh, that's the case, Rabosai. Why is psikresha prohibited? Why is psikresha prohibited? Let me see what it's all about. He has this is an Os Al Sima. Sima Gimel, he says, why is psikresha prohibited? I quote, the cave and the yesh b'pulaso totsoas iser hare ein kan maise heter the totsoas a iser nechleles b'pulaso v'nimtza osek b'maase iser. Ah, maybe. According to the Rambam, you have to be osek and maase heter, but if the iser is an inevitable result of what you're doing, there is no separate distinct maaseh heter which we can put our finger on. And therefore, we say that what you're doing is considered to be a prohibited action. This is the Rambam's lumbus, as opposed to Tosis. What does Tosis learn? Tosis has this idea of two different shemus, we said before. No. He says, Kevan devadai sheyia gam totsoas iser, en koach memachshavto, liyachel lepula shame maaseh heter kevan shal maaseh kol gam iser. Again, the keyword is the word shame. It's the same word that the Sivas Shalom used. A shame means there's a category, a name which you apply to something. But if A inevitably leads to B, we have no right. He's saying over here the bottom line. Yes, it's only psikresha, but psikresha is in fact usur. Why? Because your machshava cannot call this a shame maaseh heter because it inevitably leads to an issue. Different than the Rambam. According to the Rambam, there is no maaseh heter. It doesn't exist. And he's saying over here, according to Tosfos, your machshava can't call it a shame maaseh heter. Slightly different nuance. The very beginning here in Siman Gimel the same. Now, where does this translate? It goes as follows, Rabosa. Listen carefully. Rabbi Chanan has a kushya tzuma on our Tosfos. Our Tosfos passes over here that segregation lo nichale is awesome. On a simple level, it's awesome in the Torah. Awesome. Okay, on Shabbos maybe it's a melacha shein tzivul gufa, but in other areas it could be a daraisa, and even a melacha shein tzivul gufa like Rabbi Yehuda could be awesome in daraisa. And there is a big question. Tosfos gets stuck with the kasha. They get stuck with the kasha and they try to give an answer. We take a look over here on both sides. It's towards the end of this long Tosfos. Towards the end of the long Tosfos. He quotes the Aruch, and then he has another Lashon Acher in the Aruch. But right before he gets to that, Ikal the name of the Hosan, the mitzvah shani. A mitzvah is different. And he said exactly the same thing before. Is the shani akriti, which is the Oros Raya. No, mitzvah shani. The Bnei Shalom asked Rabbi Chanan, I think we actually have Rav Chana. We can get that on the screen. The sheet of Zos against the Aruch, also with the rice of the Holy Sun of Admishabis, then Chilik by Nichol El Nichol. The cause Shemasha Kosu Atos was the cause Rias Aruch. In the Zalf and Yai in Agave Yohishim, that's what? Zvachim Tzadi Alf Mid Beis. What are you going to do with that Kasha? What did Tosus answer? Mitzvah Shaini. What? What do you mean Mitzvah Shaini? Kevin also with the Raisa, Makocha shall have mitzvah the Hatir Isser. Wow. Wow. This is the Kasha. What a great Kasha. Rav Chana has no teretz. Comes along this beautiful Sefer called the Nesif Chaim with a fascinating and original teretz to Rav Chana's Kasha. It's an interesting concept. Kosa b'chonetz kasha, tois l'shitosa, quote, did ischadesh beheter den emeskavein, t'yesh koach b'machshova, liten al hamasa shame, masa heter. The key is the word shame. U'mishom hochi af im yeh totsoas iser, habe totso v'lo maisa, shene mesyaches la'osa. Oh, so why is the Mishim in agree that Yechayim is a creation? Why? Again, as we said before, why? So you can't say it's a shame heter because it's an inevitable consequence. It's going to be an iser as well. Says Tosfos, that's only if it's a neutral act. But for mako mitzvah, yesh koach b'machshava liten al ha'maisa shame maisa heter. Why? The keva da havi machshava meula v'chashuva. She'ose kirtzon ha'Torah, mahani ma'achshavto liten ala pula, shame ma'isa mitzvah. Not going to call it a ma'isa iser. Call it a ma'isa mitzvah. Wow. Aruch holds, even psikvashah de lo nichalei, yesh koch ma'achshavto liten ala pula, shame heter. Lo gora meinu miskavim v'yalmo, d'shari, even though it's psikvashah, since lo nichalei, it's okay. Toast is no. Is a psikresha lo mahani heter then a miskame the kevin devada yegam totzos iser ein koach lemach shavli den alpula ala maizirak shem heter. Normally, if you come with a mitzvah, kulam modi. Fascinating. This is like someone's philosophy over here.
How far
is
that mitzvah stretch? Is it you do it for the tibur?
I don't know. I'm just giving his.
You're
right. But it's a fascinating answer, which is to the otherwise unanswerable question. The question is such a powerful question Rav Chana asks. So the Teretz is, you know, it's still a Chiddush, I agree. It's a Chiddush, but at least it's a, we understand it a little bit. And now we come to what we said, what we saw before in the Rashba. You can see it in the original, in the Beis Yosef, Rabosai. The Beis Yosef in Simen Shin Lamed Dalet. As you know, from before.
He has to hold it's Midin Rabbanan.
No, he suggests it's a Chiddush of Midin Daraisa. I remember Rabbi Shechter Shlita also once had such a Svara that even some of what we think Mitzvah Shiny or the like is only a Svara Midin Rabbanan. And he also suggested that so once in a while, the Mitzvah Shiny or the equivalent can affect a Midin Daraisa. Look at one of his Svara, you'll see, not for now. But a similar Svara is found there. Take a look. In Shin Lamed Aleph Beis Yosef. Gemara and Shabbos. We just saw the Rashi before. Talis she'ochaz b'ha'ur mitzarecha. Nostin ala'amayim mitzarachim. Kofsa kofsa. Okay? Says the Beis Yosef, Nirei Medivir Rabbeinu Natur, the Davka B'She'ena Miskav and Lechabal Zayadekach, Ela Shimut Sorach Liskasos Betalas, the Likos Pesefer Miskas and Mekore, Veno Nimna, Afa Pisha Yadei Kenti Chavel, Less Lamba, Tova She'ena Miskav and Umutter, Avon Miskav and Lechabal Zayadekach, Vare Yosef, the Afa Pisha Nosem Nashkan Altaz, Miskav and Lechabal Suvashari, no, Hosam Shani, Lohavi ala Guram Kibur, Sherei Eino Osa Maisa Begufat Leka, ala Kshiagia Ha'esh, Tavoka Mamayim, Lo Yucha Lishnot Shom Yicha Bameelov, Aval Hochak Shemiskasi Betalis, Uposeach Hasei Betorah Shemenanea Ha'esh Atzma, by the Kachi Nichbeis, by Miskav and the Kachi Yosef, Kein Nirali, the Devi Rabbein. That's the Beis Yosef shot in the tour.
Could say preach.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Why? Shlo Yirok and Miskav and Lechab. It's like I'm fooling somebody. Aber who vadeh Mechab and Lechab? Safi Lach Yishav. Kotzi Yerushalmi in the Tosef. Why? Tama Mishav the Lab Sik Reishu. Shere Eino Bevadeh Sheichov Aylekach. Stop. Rebbeinu Shalom. This reminds you of the kosher switch. What do you mean? Sik Reishu Napsre. He's a Mechab and Mamish. What's going on here, Mr. Yosef? Psikresha, no psikresha, is by any miskavim. Here he is in miskavim. So enough coming to the psikresha now. Who cares? What's the Beis Yosef talking about? What a great kash. That's a great kash. The truth is that we don't fully understand. This is the kash which always bothered me, and it bothers the Sefer and the Sif Chaim as well over here in Siman Dal. He doesn't understand it. What's going on? It's mechavim mamish. You know what he answers? I know what I answered. When I learned the sugya, I based myself on Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said that if something is not a definitive result, it cannot be an Issa D'oraisa. It's irrelevant what you want. As long as you don't know for sure it's going to happen, it's lax and malach, it's machshev. So we saw Reb Chaim, it's not a question of chasaron of kavana v'ratzon, it's a chasaron of yediyah. Here too. There's a chesaron yediyah. You're not sure if what you're doing is going to succeed in putting out the fire. So therefore, I suggested there's no shalom of any d'oraisa over here. That's a d'oraisa. That's
the Beis Yosef himself is not.
Doesn't say that.
He's not convinced either because he goes on to say it's maybe kelach yador.
That's the second terrace. Right.
So he's only giving that terrace because he's
correct. But I'm focused on the first step before we get to the other step. Second. So now he hears something very beautiful. Look what he says. Maybe. He says like this. The Rambam says, "Ain't no miskamin, ain't no inyan, ain't no rotsa." No, the kavana hayin kavana lasos biyodayim malocha asura. What's ain't no miskamin? Ain't kavana lasos malocha asura. Kloma she miskamin the malocha muteres. The ain't a ritzonos that shovel in miskamin. Who mishum haki? Av she ritzonos sheyia totso asura. Ain't the next miskamin. Kevan she'eino osa pula asura klal, rak osa b'masa hamuter. That's the Beis Yosef means. That's what he means. You are osa pula hamuteres. And that being the case, it will be permissible to drag a bench, even if really you would want a ditch. Maybe. Maybe talk about the B'makom. Hepsi suggests over here, he finds a Mufurish Gemara sounds that way. Another Gemara Masech to Shabbos. And the truth is, it's a pretty good Raya. It's a Gemara which is otherwise quite perplexing.
Isn't this what the Beis Yosef also says in his introduction to Hilchot Shabbos? That Mamish, the reason why he's teaching you this is so that fire, the Makom Seder, you shouldn't be over the rice. So do it this way. You should know how to do it.
Yeah, it's certainly possible. Let me show you this Gemara. Watch this Gemara. Look at the Gemara. Shabbos, Kuf, Chof, Aleph, Amud Beis. Nachash Darsal Lefi Tumo. It's a snake. He go for a walk. Hey, go for a walk. You make sure you step on the snake. Can you imagine this? It's unbelievable. How is this allowed? What does Rashi say? The feet to mo. Lo sheyamad all of yagenu lehedya. Go on, you know, go over to kill the snake. Elak shuholek letumo. V'nachash o akrav lefonav. Ein tsarach lishamim imenu. Elak darcho v'holech. V'yemeis v'drichos. Yomus. Hol v'alone is skaveh. The damash in the skaveh v'yudah d'arpa d'arbonu. Nimazik elok gozer. Kod nam What's going on? Obviously he wants to kill the snake. What's going on over here? The Torah says he's osek betulas heter. He's taking a walk on Shabbos. He takes exactly the same walk even if you were not a snake there. That's what he's doing. As a matter of fact, this kasha against Rashi is asked by no less an authority than the Ramban. Ramban is his kasha. What's Rashi talking about? What happened? Dochel fitumo. Pirish. Because ain't shir legufa. The Epshala Forish from Miskabain. Because ain't a Miskabain. What do you mean? Dorso Mashu Lechatchila Osakain. You'll tell me Lechatchila Dorso Kedera Chiluchov in Erag Nagle Brisla Psikration Loyamos. What do you mean? He's Miskabain. Who cares? It's not a Psikration. Keep talking about the kosher switch and else. The guy's Miskabain Mamish. This is exactly the Ramban's Kasha against Rashi. What's going on over here? What's happening over here? Okay. And we already know it's a lock and miskav lock corruption. Apparently, it's considered to be enemy scabbing, even though you see the snake, and you know you're gonna kill it. Because why? I'm walking on my way. And the Beis Yosef allows you lechatchila to do it, put on the talus up and back in order to put out the fire. And the Ramban, this is at the end of the day, Lefitumo. Ubutu ledos nafilu b'miskavin, ki'ilu ein miskavin. Yeah, miskavin, ki'ilu ein miskavin. Final lefitumo. Okay, so that's permissible, at least according to the opinion of the Ramban. So you have this concept in two places, Rabosai, in two places. Is there another place where this is found? One more place, perhaps in the Rambam, where we can see the thing. The Rambam, Rabosai, has the following halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. Perichov Aleph and Echel Shabbos writes the Rambam as follows. Look at this. Look carefully, okay? May you sweep the ground? No way. Also, the Chabad is Akarka, Shemayash Vagumos. Can't sweep because you may make take some ditches and smooth them out. What may you do, Rabosai? Umutu lezalef mayim al gabi akaka v'nechoshes shemi yash v'gumus. Why? Shemi ena miskabin l'kach. Reine Shalom. And if you're sweeping, it's all same as Kamalakah. What's the difference, Jabosa? You're pouring water, it's okay. You're sweeping the ground with a broom, it's not okay. In both situations, you're an Eina Miskaven to be a match for Sagumos. What's pshat?
What happened to Zeraya?
No, nothing's wrong over here. Nothing's wrong. Says the Rivash, a beautiful Terence, in Shin Tzadi Dalet. And I quote. He says, HaMechaven Mechaven Liyapas Tekaka Rabbi Zlotaka. Afa Pisha Kibulap Sekresha. Mikomako Makavona Shieshlo Biyipu Yabai Zubitikuno. Chashiva Kavona in Hashva Sagumos. Afa Beribut, when it comes to water, Eno Miskava Liyipu Yakaka. Kimulach Leach or Avir or Shoyal Ovok. Ulazen. Afim Evna Shiyash Vigumos. Mutter. Shere Eno Miskava Laka. What's he saying? Rivash is saying, Hashvoz Gumos is included in the Maisa Kibud. The act of sweeping can lead to the smoothing of the ditches. And there's no Heter Reina Meskava. There's no separate Pulas Heter. And we don't follow his Ratzon. We follow the Maisa Sheosikbo. This is the opinion of the Rambam, which fits in with this Malach. Adkan Rabosai. Adkan comes out Rabosai. That over here, we're going to say this idea, L'chumra. L'chumra. L'chumra, and that if it's one action, Rabosai, the kibud, the sweeping, and the smoothing, we're going to say it's usur, even though his kavod is not smooth. Just as we said the same yisod, L'kula, a few minutes ago, right, Doris, the Piktumo, and things of this nature, it also works L'chumra. Let's chaz it one more time. According to the Rambam, the definition of Eina Miskaven is you're dealing with another type of action. Another type of action. But this is the problem. The problem is, on both sides, there's two Gemaras over here, which seems to say the other way around. Both are quoted in Tosus, over here, on both sides, in Ksubas, right? One is Ara de Chavre, Shabbos Tavkub Gimel, and one is Oshana Chrisi. In both of those cases, on both sides, there's only one action. So why does the Gemara call it a Dabba Shein HaMiskav and a Pesach Reisha? Where's the separate action of Heter? Enough for the Gemara. Two Gemaras against the Rambam. That's his Kasha. Tremendous Kasha. It's a great Kasha. There's only one Teretz. The one Teretz is a Chiddush Gadol. A Chiddush Gadol. But before I get to the Chiddush Gadol, I want to share the Rambam himself what he said. Because it's a different, I both say it's different than what we're used to.
What are the two Gemaras? One is
Hoshana
Achriti, and the other is
Ara the Chavre. Shabbos Kuf Gimel Aleph. We've seen this Rambam before, but we never really paid such careful attention because we just assumed it's one of the Gemaras we have, but it's not really true. Our Gemara is Tosfos Kol Tovish Sukkah Daflam and Gimel. Everyone see it? Sukkah Daflam and Gimel. Rabosai. Tosfos Kol Tovish in the sixth wide line. What's my answer? Isle Hoshana Achriti. That's Agirsa. He has another Hadas. He doesn't need another Kosher Hadas. He has plenty of Kosher Hadas in his drawer. The fact that if I take him off a berry, he makes Kosher Hadas number 400 is irrelevant. I have enough Hadas to the entire circus. Okay? That's the Girsa that we have. Everyone with me so far? Watch what the Rambam said. Watch this. Watch this. What's this all about? What's happening over here? And this Rambam is the Magad Mishnah. Mutal Lakan Achila, El Shasham Mitzrichu, Sheyeh Lo Hadas Acher Lo Tesbo. Olav Hochi, Yavapisha Miskavan Achila, Osor. Mizesh Kotzer Abedu. Osha Likdan Acher, Rotzaloma, Mi she'eino tzorich latzeis ba'adas. Oh, that's a rather vicious shot. It's like arachwiti. It's like, excuse me, ara de chavre, right? In a certain sense, he's saying acher. That means I don't need this adas. That's a chiddush. That's what he says in any event. But where there are no two actions in these cases? That's the problem. Says the Siv Chaim, the only answer is to rely upon a teres given by the so-called Chidushei HaRan, and we don't take the word literally, it's not a real Ran, the so-called Ran, the name of the Ra'ah. So let's take a look. I'm guessing it's going to be under the Ran over here, even though it's not really the Ran.
Kesset Mishnah doesn't make this comment, right?
Correct. Perhaps. Watch this. Oops. Let's go back. So where is this Chidushei HaRan? Let's make sure we got the right place. The Chidushei HaRan gives an interesting answer, and quoting his Rebbe, the Ra'ah. Hold on a second, please. Oh, maybe. You know what? This is the real run. That's the problem. I want the pseudo run. He put up the real run. Well, what happened to the pseudo run? Doesn't exist anymore.
I have a Miyuchasan.
Oh, it's called Miyuchasan run?
Yeah, we saw it.
Oh, we did once before?
We saw something.
Right underneath it.
Ah, Miyuchasan run. You see, thank you so much. Shabbos. Oh, great. Thank you. I forgot about that. Thank you so much for reminding me. Thank you. Now we'll see. The pseudo run, as I call it. Thank you. Forgot about that. Okay. Here we go. Watch what he quotes in the Ra'ah. Mayim basul de chavre. Hamalach anasas v'meila. Pirush Ra'ah. Watch this. The kema de hocha have shtei malachas. Exactly the words we used. There are two things. One, Likitas Aitzin, and two, Yipui Karka. In the Skaven, the Shtem Chayim Shtayim, as it says in the Yerushalmi, Hilkach. Kevin lo Mechavin Ela Lechada, the Haino Likitas Aitzin, the Yipui Karka Me Leobo, the Eno Mechavin lo Melonicha Lebay, lo Chashim Melacha, Kevin de Me Leobo. וכן הדין לשתי מלאכס לאחס יוצא מתוך חברתו ונאסס מאליה ואין המחבר לו ולא ניחה לבו לא חשיב המלאכה לכולי אלמה והיין את הנוכה דבר מערד החברי דבדידי לא סגיד לא ניחה לבו In other words, if it's your own קרקע, I won't help לא ניחה לב והיין הידע דס על המרוב מאולו דמהו דחברי as we saw in the Magad Mishnah The mudul lelaket ha'anavim shi'am alacha af al pi shehech shenasa me'ela do ha'eno tzorech l'mashu miskavein elehi bo me'elel v'lo nicha le'bo do chavrehu a new pshat right? Oshan achwit means a shot of somebody else that he has a different slightly different girsim that he has other hadassim it's hadassim belongs to somebody else as the mamash like arad ha'chavreh a new vort A new vart on both sides. It's a whole new vart. So he says that's the vart which the Ran quotes of the name of the Ra'ah. Okay, the Rambam will hold. Kev on the Hatotso Nasis Mei Leho Havi Einem Eskavein Kev on the Osik Biodayim Bepul Acheres Umishamachi Shari Ktimas Atze Inve Hadas Achila Nasis Mei Leho Lonichale Shari Again. So the kasha was, why is it Enem Eskavein? Eino Oz Bepulas Heter. What do you think? There is no Pulas Heter. The answer is, according to the Ra'ah, since you don't need it, only a friend needs it, Nasa Me'elel, there's a special, unique Kula over here. The Rambam has to hold like the Ra'ah. And he brings it right. Why? because the Shvitz, the Shabbos, has a kash against the Rambam, he passes the Shvitz, the Gufa Schayev, what will he do with the Gemara of the Ka'ov of the Arad the Chavre? That's only called the Rav Shimon. That's no kash to me, because I only hold like the Aruch. And plus, but the whole kind of Chaz initial, he didn't hold like the Aruch, was going to pshat the Gemara. So he says, called the Rav Yushev. Here everybody agrees, the Shari, Keva da Melocha Nas Melech, Af Rabbi Yehuda molded the potter. That's what he says. Oh. And the Gears Magad Mishnah, he says, the Likton Acher Shari, not Hashan Achrita. Oh. Some slightly different Gears. Ad Khan of Osai, what he says over here. Fascinating. Now we turn our attention to Osai.
So, you know, that a psychration is no issue unless the Nihilim, if you have another purpose in mind.
That's the Ra seems to be saying a Kiddush. We just read it again, and I saw it on your screen right now.
So it's mitzvah, forget about it. Epseida, he's basically saying if you have a proper intent to do something positive for yourself,
and it's nasim ele to your friend, that's a separate unique head. That's what it's a Kiddush.
Wow.
Yeah, it is a Kiddush. The Ra is very, as you know, for those of the Ra, it was very original. The Ra is very, very original. We usually follow the Rosh, but not like the Ra, because the Ra is so original in his thinking. Well, begged him to change his mind in certain places. Sometimes he said yes, sometimes he said no. Rod only one set of dishes. The other day, remember that. He had milchus. You wouldn't eat in Rod's house. Yeah, only one set of dishes. I kid you not. And it was, I begged my rabbi to buy that. I wanted to buy another set of dishes. No, one set of dishes. This is an original thing. Now, about side, there are two more things I want to share with you from this sefer. It is all under the category of Davashen and Miskavim. One is in Simon Zion, where we spoke about, if you recall, we spoke about some, the sugars of Kilayim quite a while ago. Machlok was the Ran, and the other Rishonim had to do with the sugars of Mochik Sus, Mochik Gedarka, and the question of what about if you're trying to avoid the taxes? I just want to show you a little bit of a shach in Hilchos Kilayim. Mochwek sus mochen kedarga. Okay? Shame eno long show derech malbush. Right? He said you're putting it on you, but you're not really wearing it. Aber besip hey, long show derech malbush. That's where you, what are you doing? You're avoiding taxes. That's the Rambam. The Koshali Azeh. Mabakach Shalovish Mamish. Mikomagom Dovashen Miskavinu. The Shach's Kash against the Beis Yosef. Who cares, Lovish Mamish? It should still be considered a Dovashen Miskavin. Gval the Kash of the Shach here in Simon Shin Aleph, Sivkotin Ches. According to what we said until now, this is Sivchayik, is a Gavaldik, a Teretz. What is his Teretz? His Teretz is no. There's no Pu'ulas Heter, Rabosai, in the case of Mochrek Sus. It's a Halah, not Derech Malbush. That's a Pu'ulas Heter. Sivhei, when he's trying to avoid the taxes, he better wear it regular, otherwise the taxman will come after him. So then, even though it's in a miskaven, doesn't make a difference. There's no pu'ulas heter. No pu'ulas heter. That's why we are going to be mekil in this shailah. That's what he says. There's no pu'ulas heter. Hello, it's a pu'ulas heter. I, the Ramah, is mekil, Rabosai. Share the Ramah. Look in the Shulchan Aruch here. Yeah. He says, no, you can't avoid the taxes. Yesh matir and afilu lilbosh Kilayim. Watch this. Mechava asks like the Masameches. Ramos make a Meches. Kol Shein Mechava Lanoso. Lovish Kilayim Lahav as a Meches. You know why? Says in the Simchayim. Is the Rosh speaking? The Rosh was like Tosfos. You give it a different Shem. Give me the exact same action with a different Shem. That's what he said. That's why the Ramos is like the Rosh. The Vora Mahani had the Dena Miskaven Avsh Echadah Pula Atmi Tov and Shteh Gufa Iser. And therefore, it's going to be mutter in that case. But the Mechavos, like the Rambam, he says he thinks he was Mechavin Rabosai to the Bill the Goal. I'm not sure if I can find this for you. We'll try it. Mishnah. How many Mephoshim we have over here in the Mishnah, as we see soon. See the critical moment, who they have for Mishnahis? No. They don't have the Vilna Gaon.
Do they have it under the Vilna Gaon?
How would I have it? Shnos, it's called Shnos Aliyom. I don't see it here. Okay, I'll read it to you. This is what the Vilna Gaon said. Quote. Why is Rambam Shver? He paskins Mochre Ksus Mochin Kedarka, and he's still paskin that you're not aware to avoid the taxes. Look what he says. Shani ben Dovah sheni miskaven ve'oseh ha'isur mamish ela sheni miskaven lekach v'hov gam Rav Shimon sfirei di'osur, as in the case of the Mishnah of Lovish Gedarko sheni miskaven lekach. So who in fact is Matarit? Who is Matarit? Who is Matarit? Who? So you'll say, I mean, Rav Shimon, of course, says the Vilna Gaon. No, it's not true. If you look in Shas, you'll see that it's not Rav Shimon straight. Rav Shimon is quoting somebody else, not Rav Shimon himself. It's good. This, for those who know, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So the Shtiel that they were saying Bar Yochai Friday night is the week of Lag BaOmer. So it's good we're quoting Rav Shimon. And who was Rav Shimon's Rebbe? Anybody know?
Rabbi
Akiva. Rabbi Akiva. If we don't know it this week, we'll never know it. Look at this Gemara, about the same as Sefer Baba Kama. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Look what it says. Oh, watch. Also, Rabbi Yechas HaMeches, Rav Shimon Omer Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Mut lavirchas amechas utkalayim. No, what is more saying? Maris tava davar shem miskaven mutter, davar shem miskaven is aser. Lavirchas amechas ahin aher. Fret the Vilna Gaon. What do you mean? Rabbi Shimon mishum Rabbi Akiva. We have been through all of Shas. Yeah. Obviously, it's an exaggeration. We've seen in the last 2 weeks many times in Shas, Rabbi Shimon says davar shem miskaven mutter. We never saw him quoted from his Rabbi Akiva. He said it on his own. Terence is, the Rebbe went further than the Talmud. The Rebbe, Rebbe Kiva, was so bold, he was mad that Dov HaShin HaMiskav is the Vilna Gaon, even in the case where there's only one Pula.
Wow.
We don't pass in that far. We're not that bold. We pass in Rabbi Shimon, only the two Pula. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. I'll read it to you.
Wow.
This is what he says. Very with it. L'chein, watch. Watch. The Shani ben Dov HaShin HaMiskav, but also Yisur Mamish HaShin HaMiskav L'kach, for Gam Rabbi Shimon Tzvi Adi Yosef. So who's Matar it? Mishel Yavi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva held even that's what Rabbi Shimon lo mod alay b'zeh. Shimon ben Yochai was independent of Rabbi Akiva, as Rabbi Akiva certainly wanted to be. Mishnah, the Mokhe, Ksus, the Hirish, and no say Osnak Seifa, v'halo, v'en Olovish, Tzvi Adi Rabbi Shimon de Mutter, the man of the sky of the cock, I should know see also not safe of a be hello. I thought BK, no other way out. To show that people should be able to see it, to buy it. The cock mutter. So I'm a pastor like of Shimon Davka. Not like of Shimon Rabbi Akiva. I'm so happy this week, Rabbi Shimon Yehoi's week. We wrote the Shtickle term, that's what we go. Maybe. Okay. Our last point from this Sefer, this beautiful Sefer, Rav Osai, the Siv Chaim goes to a Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, which we've seen a few times before. Let's just see it now one more time. Gemara in Sanhedrin, on that Pedal Amid base, we have seen it, we've analyzed it, and there's one thing we left out. Very important thing we left out, as a matter of fact. We'll get to it yet. What does Gemara say? He boiled a little. Ben Mao Shiak is down the yard. Afrecha Kamocha. Rav lo shavak lebrei lemishka le silva. He wouldn't let his son take out a splinter. Dil mechavil. Hav le shigas isser. Frek de Gemara. Ihochi achen ami. What do you mean? If someone else will cause a wound, it's also asser. Why is it asser? It's chavu mechavero. Answer the Gemara. Acher shigigas lav. Beno shigigas chenek. See what's going on? A distinction between Issa Lav, then it's permissible, and Issa Chenek, it is in fact prohibited. Shh. I got nan machat shel yad little boss a coat on Shabbos. Lechish de mechol and shigas skila. Skila is worse than Chenek, right? Machal even most humos is Chenek. Chilul Shabbos is skila. Answered the Gemara, Hossa Mekalkalu. That's a Mekalkal Pispotter. The old Chayavik Lameva, no, Mekalkal Bechabura, in the Mshimen, the whole story, okay? Look at the Chidushi Aran. Again, this is also a Sudaran, but I'm hoping to pick it up here, because there is no other Ran. See, when there's a real Ran, they call it the Sudaran. When there's no real Ran, I'm assuming this is what we call the Ran. See, so. Here we go. Everyone see? Story of Rav. He quotes Bali Atosis. V'shigagas lav. Everyone look carefully at these words. They're critical. V'shigagas lav. Darmina and the Butter. Pirish Matosis. Watch. Shudavash ain't miskave. That's how I interpreted it. Umutter piyisalav. Kevin gabe kilayin. Mochrek sus mochrek gedarka. Abab isa misa. Lohut the davash ain't miskave. Rebbeinu shalaylo. What's the obvious question?
Shabbos.
Viyafa gab dut the davash ain't miskave. Misa misa dahayda isa Shabbos. Digaskilo. No. Haydu tamam mishum. The Melechus Machsheves Osra Torah. My Riddick. Behind the Amin and Liel, Pegdal Mises, Chome Bishar Mitzvahs, Mibishabis, the Bishar Mitzvahs Shogay, below Miskave Chayav, Mashenge Bishabis. Why? Because of Melechus Machsheves. Frektoran, the Apal Pish, a Pirisham, in the Chalov and Varayas, Meshikvon Nene. In other words, they only mention chalav and varayos because of chatos. Lav davka would be any iser of miso or even koris. Only shigas lav. Achidish nifla benora bosai. Any other Avera, which is beyond Lav, which is Karas and Misa, and there's no Ptura of Melechus Machshevas, when you read that Shabbos, Shkut Echutz, the deal we keep giving, Dovah Shein Meskava would be awesome. That's what the Chidush Iran quotes in the name of the Bali
Atosis. You can explain Rabbi Akiva differently now also, because you can say he felt only one purpose was necessary by a Lav.
Could be.
But by Shabbos,
could be
Shabbos.
Could be. Look what he says now. This is what the Ran quotes. Listen carefully. The pseudo Ran quotes this from the Bali Atosus.
Wow.
Frek the Ran, Well, if he pirish that kasha, my kusha the machat shel yad, the habidav shenem miskaven, parmin the b'shabbes mutter, shenem malechas machshavas asr Torah, uveshachavim misas chayov. What's the Gemara's kash? We have a psikureisha. He rejects Tosis. Back to the Gemara. See the Gemara upon which he rejects Tosis. Tosis distinguishes between what and what? Shigaslav. And what else? And Shigas Sharisur. He wants to know. So what's the Gemara's kash over here? The Gemara says it's only by Shikagas Lav. So what do you ask me a kasha from Machat Shel Yad? Let's go slow. After all, Shabbos is different. Because of what? Because it's Melechas Machshavas. Very good kasha. Let's chazer again. The Ran has just quoted Tosfos, who said that Shabbos is unique, but the Melechas Machshavas also told it, but even though Skila is the equivalent of Lav. So what's the most, if the Gemara knows that, so what's the most cash over here? What's the most cash? Machat Shiyad, Shika Skila. What about Melechas Machshavas? We never heard Melechas Machshavas? Oh. Says in the Siv Chaim, no. The Gemara is asking the Kasha, because there's no Ptura Melechas Machshavas Machabura. Ah, maybe the Kasha. What do you want to suggest over here? The Madam of Makaka Machabura is Chayav Mikol HaMeimar. Because that by the Yomer Abosai holds that there is, Abosai, that there is no Ptura of Melechas Machshavas when it comes to Machabura. And when the Gemara answered that he holds Mekaga Mechabur in fact is Potter, that's exactly the answer which Tosfos, which was given before. The Ran's Kasha is the Gemara's Teretz. We hold there is a Ptur of Melechas Machshavas Mechabura. But the Gemara didn't realize that at the beginning. Why? Because the Gemara was going to Mandela Mekaga Mechabur is Chayav. Mustn't be Pash. With this, I conclude an hour's limud, all based on this one sefer, the Siv Chaim, and it's called in the back. Now, for the second part of the shir, quote another gevaldik sefer, Shut Mishnas Rabbi Aaron, Baruch Kotla. Is this on the screen? Is this parallel? I'd love to show it to you if it's there. We'll see in a minute. I'm not sure if it's here. Afraid. It's not here.
Do they have a separate thing for
Shalosh Shuvos? It's in Shalosh Shuvos. We'll say about Pe. Okay. Rav Aaron has a, it's such a gevaldik sefer. He has a Shuvah, Siman Dalet, by opening a refrigerator. Who's it written to? Harav HaGoyin Rav Moshe Bick, written in 1937 or 36 from Kletsk. Rav in Bronx, New York. Can you believe what's going on over here? Moshe Bick was in Bronx, New York in 1936, and Abraham Cutler's writing was questioned and shouted about refrigerators. Moshe Bick learned the Yeshiva. Here, and now Yeshiva. And then you know Rabbi Bick from Etzion. That's his, this is his uncle. I was at the wedding, I was in eighth edition at the wedding, and Moshe Bick was in the Masada Kedushin. That's one of his expertise. He's an expert in many things. He was most famous for Sof Yomov being the biggest opponent of all the Arabs. I have an interesting story happened to me with Rav Moshe Bick. Interesting story. I remember that I was so, caught so unaware, so flat footed. I swear to God, I must go back mid 70s. What happened was, until 1973, there were basically no Arabs in New York. There was one in Seagate, which is completely surrounded by the wall. There's one in Staten Island, which Rav Moshe approved before the Verrazano Bridge. Remember, it was that far back. It was a little thoroughfare, nothing. It was part of New York City by title, but it was going to go through New Jersey. It was completely cut. It was a little town, a little dorf. The breakthrough in Erevin goes to the credit of Rabbi Peretz Steinberg, Shlita, from Kew Gardens Hills. He made an Erev in Kew Gardens. It was a very vibrant, pulsating, firm community. I grew up there, and it was Erev was took many, many years till in 1973, Rabbi Moshe drove around the Erev, with, I guess, Rabbi Steinberg, and there's one of the other fellows with him, and he wrote a letter. And it's not like Manhattan, because he didn't like Erev in Manhattan. That's different Manhattan. It's bigger, it's more central, whatever. Rabbi Moshe is different. Once they broke the color barrier, we think we say that in Russian, that they broke the barrier, everyone started making Erev. And then Erev in Far Rockaway with Rabbi Blumenkrantz, the Rebbe of the Rav, also top of Rabbi Moshe. And I don't know the exact history, what came first, what came next. All I know is that I came into my shul. This is, this is the letter to Rabbi Steinberg. It's Tav Shin Lamed Gimel. By Tav Shin Lamed Dalet, I'm already rubbing in my work in Riverdale. I see everyone people carry. People are carrying, even the front people of my shul are carrying. Not carrying mamash, I see a key, a handkerchief, a comb, a watch. I see all kinds of things that even front people are carrying. I say, what's going on over here? But of course, the Torah Moshe said, was not to do it. Every Moshe did it. And they don't, maybe we should make an Erev here too. So we started talking about making an Erev in Riverdale. At that time, I can almost pinpoint the year, there was a Beis Yaakov, which was in Pella Parkway. That's where it started. And the Bronx was already then beginning to falter. And they made a little bit of a branch preschool in Riverdale. My children actually attended that preschool. Starting the year 1975. They were 2.5 years old. And they went there at that school, I think, for... Could be 3 years even. It didn't last much longer. And the person that was in charge of it, a very fine individual, asked me to speak at the Malava Malka. No, not to speak. Just to come to Malava Malka that they had in Pella Parkway. They had an annual Malava Malka to help to support the Beis Yaakov. It was financially difficult. There's no one left anymore. So I came. And of course, they sat me today. So I was like, I was a kid. 20-something, and then I think, I'm pretty sure that's what it was, and they're sitting me at the dais, who's the guest speaker? Rav Moshe Bick. He had moved long before to the Borough Park, but he had a loyalty to the neighbor in the Bronx. He lives all those years. Look, he lived there from 1936 in the Bronx. He must have lived there for, who knows, for 30 years at least, I'm guessing, before he moved to the Borough Park. So when he came in, he gets up and starts screaming and yelling against people making Erevin. He's screaming his Yiddish. He had a high-pitched voice. It's the foolish Miss California. It's one big interstate. I'm sitting there squirming. I thought he's attacking me. I'm sitting right next to him. I don't know what's going on. Because I don't know if my air was up yet. It was planned. I didn't even know what's going on in Riverdale. I mean, it was so far off his radar screen. No, I found out that he was finding afterwards. They were building an Erev in Pella Parkway, right there. That's what he was yelling about. I was just going to crossfire. This is the famous Rav Moshe Bick. Sadly, he's so old. Now his son, his many sons, one of his sons is now considered an expert in the books. It's the same. Yeah. So at the end of this tshuva, Oz Vov, Immuto Leptoach Ayde Koton Ogodo, She'eni odeh klal she'osu b'zeh pulas ha'avara b'umis asik. Can you ask someone who doesn't understand that when you open the refrigerator, you're putting on the motor? This reminds me of the story that I had if I told you the story. When I was in high school, I graduated in 1964, and my Rebbe was Reb Zadel Epstein. Tzaddik, such a tremendous tzaddik. And true that they weren't also happy that many of us were coming uptown over here to the yeshiva. As a matter of fact, there was yeshiva of Travisdale called us in. So a lot of boys used to want to go to college. They wanted to come here. And he said to us in Yiddish, mit Tornisch gehen zu dem Yeshiva auf Barg mit Medical School. I wouldn't say the name. Don't go to the Yeshiva on the hill with the medical school. Now, we're still on the hill, but in 3 years from now, if I understand correctly, we would no longer have a medical school. But maybe that was permitted to go, I'll shame. So, anyway. So, and it was June, not much June, it was the end of the year. We were a couple of Talmidim, you know, coming to the very end, and he invited us for Shabbos, me and another Talmud. And he lived down in East New York. East New York, there were almost, it was what they call in Yiddish, Oiskespiel. The name was had emptied out. It was mostly people of color. There were two very distinguished Rabbanu living neighborhood, my Rebbe, Rav Zadel, and Rav Pap, still there. Before they had to move out, they just couldn't stay anymore. Good, so we camped very nice. We got to the shul, and we have Farnad Suda, and Shabbos, and Suda. And now, it's time for Shalosh Shuddos. We have to go to Mincha. All of a sudden, my Rebbe was the most calm person I've ever met. So I was pacing the floor in the kitchen. Pacing. What is going on in here? Couldn't feel what's happening. Why? He's such a calm man. Why is he so anxious? After a few minutes of pacing, he sends his son, calling somebody from the outside, calls in a young man of color, and he asks him, here's a candy, please open the refrigerator. Because if Zayla held like a Baron Kassler, they're not permitted to open the refrigerator if the motor is not running. He was waiting for the motor to go on. When the motor was going on, he had to put the door. Waiting. You know, it's like, it wasn't going on. Yeah. And I always say, he could have asked me to open the refrigerator. It would have been no problem. But Jose was a Muslim. And he would not allow it, and he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it himself, he wouldn't ask me to do it. I told that story over to the end. He printed it in his biography. I think they called that thing and told that story. What a tzaddik he was. Anyway, that's Rav Aaron Shiloh. He asked somebody, he goes, no, doesn't understand, or he goes, no, whatever. Because Rabbi Kiveger in Shuv Ches, Mis'asek B'Shabbos, from Melechus Machshavos, is not an issue at all. So, he's Mis'asek with respect to the motor. He doesn't know the motor. So he quotes a Lecha Mishnah, Rabbi Osai. We were in Perek Aleph and Lechus Shabbos before, were we not? Okay. Lechem Mishnah. Watch this. Watch. Pukkah is Pukkah Avalos. Fine. Lechemish is over here in Perek Aval of Ches. Mis'asek is Potter Aval Osir. He says, whenever it's Potter, Nilchel Shabbos, it means Potter Aval Osir. Right? Potter Aval Osir. Frek Rabaran Kotler, what is Potter Aval Osir? Mis'asek? He doesn't know what he's doing. Osir means he knows what he's doing. He knows that I'm doing A which could lead to B. Right? We know how to do it. Here he thinks he's picking up a Dabba Tolish. What do you mean, Potter Avalosu? Well, what also? He doesn't know what's going on. What do you mean, also? Answer Rabban Kotler. You know what it has to mean? If somebody sees him doing it, he has to stop him. He has to stop him, Rabbi Osai. That's what it means. M'chuya baro ala fisha me'isr. And you certainly can't cause him to do an isr in misasek. And he quotes a Tosus, which we saw a while ago. Those who remember this Tosus in Masechta Shabbos. Masechta Shabbos, Rabbosai. Shemishcha v'yetze. What are you afraid? Shemishcha chamachat afilu yotza. Lech isa d'oraisa. What do you mean? What if the Rabbanan there would be? You get an impression that he said the Rabbanan, even though the guy's nostalgic, there's something wrong. Right? He found a mafurish gemara about this. And this, I must tell you, I was so taken by this raya of Rabban Kotta, that I wanted to conclude our discussion. I see the clock is sort of winding down with this gemara. This gemara. It's a gemara of Masechta Menachos. We've learned this gemara. When we learn these gemaras of Menachos, we're not thinking about Hilchos Shabbos so much. We're not thinking about Hilchos Tzitzis. It's a gemara in the sugya of Tzitzis. You don't put two and two together. Rabban Kotta, the God of Lador, he put two and two together. Look at this gemara. Watch this. Everyone see? Last three lines. Ravina havikaozel abasrei demar bravashi b'shapta derigla. Ifsik karna dechute. His tzitzis cut and became puzzle. V'lo omale v'lo midi. Now wait a minute. If you're walking around with tzitzis in the street, which are puzzle, it's all Torah problem. You know, I want to tell you that you walk now from the street into the house, but on Broadway, that's why I saw that the string had cut. If you would have told me on Broadway, would have thrown off the garment right in the middle of Broadway. Frek the Gemara. What do you mean you would have taken off your garment in the street? Covered up Rias. Covered up Rias. We'll grow out without a garment. Answer the Gemara, Rabosai. I'm an olive. The lav de lo sasur. No. I took Martha's the Brachas, it's a famous Gemara. There are bonnets. You don't have to cover up Rias. The rice is not. That's Lishka Kam.
It wasn't such good advice, though. You would be better off.
That's a good question. He didn't stop until he got to the.
So he was clear.
Well, that's a good question. Not everyone agrees to that, and maybe he took us to stop. But anyway, somewhere in the middle. It's a good question. We're not going to look at the saw right now. Ika the army. Mehasim Amalek. Amalek might die after the Mishnah. He told him on Broadway. Why? Why take it out? To take it off? No. God will come and abrius. Shadokalo says the Shabbatar. I only lo sasur. Answer the Gemara. Hachanami karmel is the rabbanahi. Last Gemara in the third parak of Masechta Menachos. Says Rabbaran Kotla here in Mishnah Rabbaran, end of Siman Dalin. He quotes this Gemara as follows. Amayla omalela frisha meyisr. Habir, kevan lo yoda de ifsik achut. Hoya mis ase gomor. To the feed the yoso enkan masa klal. Dabiderach malbush, those kosher tzitzis. Via dua, the mis ase b'shabbos, lo havi klal maise yisr. We saw the Tosis in Shabbos Yudalf a minute ago. Tosis, yes, the kasha. Right? It's a misase. Rabbi Kivega quotes this over here. Therefore, Shapal Amalei said nothing. The Kolkama Dloyada have a misase. Behain Kan Isa Torah. There's no way he said the right, he said the misase. He claimed it's still also with the Rabbanon, even misase. No, Isa the Rabbanon did come to cover the priests. That's why he said nothing to him. Very well. Lish the Bas of the Mitzvahs and Carmelis. And he told him. Right? And Ravina told him that he should have taken it off in the middle of the street. I Carmelis is the Rabbanon. He held, even if the Rabbanon is not Nidchem the Kovan Abris. Afkan the Gemara. And then they said, no, it's not true. It is Nidchem the Kovan Abris. Af Tzorach Lohavin Esrubar and Kotler. Lohavin Misasek Veleko Yisur. Those old. Miss Asik is not Yisra at all. What's the problem? We just let him keep walking. So why did he stop in the court of Lishna Basra? Ubuchakalecha Mishnah, Dika Isa the Rabbanon, the Shaper who Chaklagi Lola Hafrisha Meyisur, the Ladatal Ravina Gabis the Rabbanon Poshet. So you see, Klar, there is an Isur, even though someone is Misase, called the Lishna Basra. What about the Lishna Kama? Says Rabbi Kugla. Aval Lishna Kama. Hahasam leka isa daraisa, even though it's just a rabbit. Why? To ahave misasek? Ulai lish the kuliyama islu, the isa de rabbana nitche, mekavad abriyas, vlachen lo omalo, to ahave misasek, verak mid the rabbana nasur. Nachon behold, bez Hashem izbara, la mitna shel Torah. Says Rav Aaron Kotler, his pshat in this Gemara.
Can you explain, it's Misase, because the guy doesn't realize that he's not wearing...
He doesn't know that this is what cut.
The Gemara's question was, the Mishnah is to
take them off right away on the spot, because they're carrying.
Clearly at that point he's found out that at that point if we're talking about you should take them off.
Right. When he found out. But he didn't tell him.
So now it's not Misasik anymore, though, he found out.
Once he found out, not Misasik, absolutely.
So then, but it's only telling about the Isser after he finds out. No, how come I become Mr. Rabboni? He's after he finds out.
No. The question becomes, Rabosa, the question becomes, yeah, he told him. Why did he tell him? Just let him keep walking. Be Misasik. Why did he tell him?
Let him be Misasik.
Yeah. See, from here, certainly according to Lishna Basra, the reason he told him, because Misasik is awesome. Awesome, Rabbanon, awesome. At least on some level, Misasik is awesome. Why is all this relevant? What if the Eruv falls out in Shabbos? It's a whole tumble and puzzle.
Well, can it be that even though Misasik, your Misasik is not usher, but for to let someone do something that you know they're doing is wrong?
That's the answer to the Lecha Mishnah's kasha. The Lecha Mishnah says it's an Aveir. What do you mean Aveir? It's a no. Someone has to stop him. And it's proof that his teretz is right. You have to stop it. From how? From this Gemara. The second Menachah is according to Lishna Basra. And what about Rabosai Lishna Kama? That he didn't tell him? Not the Pshat, says Rav Aaron Kotler, that he didn't tell his no Aveir at all. No, he told him. No, there is an Aveir. But the Aveir is only with the Rabbanan. With the Raisa, it's Mutter to Misasek. But the Rabbanan is Asur, and therefore he felt, even though it's a Shusha Rabbin, God will call it Abrius, which pushes off Isurim with the Rabbanan. So at least we have one thing we've gained. It's not Isur Daraisa. You rub Kivagin's Mode, not Isur Daraisa, because Melech is Machshemas of Shabbos. Of course, the question over here is this a Chasaron of Melech is Machshemas of Shabbos? Or is this the Melech is Machshemas of Kol HaTorah Kulam? I think, if you ask me, this is the Malachas Machshevas of Kol HaTorah Kula. Excuse me. This is the Misasik of Kol HaTorah Kula. What are Toys to say? Two kinds of Misasik. If I want to pick up this one, I pick up this one. And they're both Mechubur. I'm still Tvotim and Shabbos. Why? Malachas Machshev, no, this kind of Machshavta. Here, I'm not so sure Rabban Kotler is even correct. I think I have the Torah Rabbi Kivegas, Malachas Machshevas of Shabbos only. I thought it was a Misasik. Misasik, excuse me, of Shabbos on Lechem Hashem. I thought here talking about a Misasik, if you will, of Kol HaTorah Kula, and still you see there's no Isur Daraisa. That's what I thought. In any event, Rabosai, I want to make the following suggestion. Here, this Lishna Basra that talks about a Carmelist and still seems to be talking about a problem, you have to stop from doing the Aveira, is against the Nefurish and Nesivis. What did Nesivis say in Simi Reish Lamadal? He said it a few times. The Nesivis said that an Isan Rabban and Beshogeg and Kavachamim and Mimsazik is not an Aveira at all. He's talking about a Kabbalist here. So why in the world is he telling him? Say nothing. He's not doing any Aveira at all, because even a Shogeg and the Rabban and according to Nesivis is nothing. Kasha is asked by some of the Achronim. Rabbi Aaron Kotler doesn't mention this specifically over here in the in his tshuva. And I went to look up the Gemara Menachos, the Masifta Gemaras. They answer his kasha against the Nesivis from this very Gemara. Lichora, all the way for the Nesivis to get out of it is to say that maybe it's a machlokas the two Lishonims. We pass like Lishna Kama. And Lishna Kama is talking about Rishusarabim Doraisa. Rishusarabim Doraisa is what to talk about. Ooh, and what's the bottom line at the end of the day? He didn't tell him Rishusarabim Doraisa. Why? So Rabbi Aaron comes to saying, why? Look back to the Gemara. He's back again. What happened? Happened in the street. Didn't say anything to him. He said it broke on Broadway. If you would have told me then, I would have taken it off. Yeah, because then if you would have known about it, he was no longer misasim. Either Gemara says Kavod Abrius, only by the Rabbis. Fine. But the question is, Rabosai, why didn't he tell him? Why didn't he tell him? Didn't tell him. He didn't tell him. Is it because of Kavod Abrius? Doesn't say. Maybe Ravina didn't tell him because there was no need to tell him in the first place. I had the rice, says this, but kind of there's just around the rice.
Doesn't he have to tell him though? Because he's be wearing the garment with the postal scissors.
Well, he's misasking on that too. The Kavachol, that's a bunch of Issa Kal. That's not the Issa, it's Kuma Shabbos, the rice.
So if he had the Vega without the.
I'm saying you're right, but that's it's a very weak instrument, if I use that expression, to walk on four corners without kosher tzitzis.
Could it be colliding?
I say. But he's carrying in Mamesh and Mishra Sarah Zaraisa. I want to suggest that the same as in the Sivis will have to pass that the first day. Because if there are abundance, he says there's no problem. Who else? What else is the Sivis, right? The Mekor Chaim. The Mekor Chaim says, and the Mas'asik of Kol HaTorah Kula is not a Maisa Vera Klal. L'chor L'fi Ani is 90, although Rabban seems to face a little different over here. What is this Mas'asik? Remember we saw two different kinds of Mas'asik and Tarsus and Shabbos? Everyone remember that? If he doesn't know what he's doing at all, that's a Mas'asik of Kol HaTorah Kula. That's what's happening over here. It's not the Mas'asik of Shabbos and Melechus Machshavos.
He might argue also the only reason why he told them in the house at all was so it shouldn't go out again, in which event there would be a real problem.
Okay, could be. And I'm suggesting that the Seamus slash Mekor Chaim is going to pass like the first Teretz, Mishnah Kama, and will say that the reason he didn't tell him is not because there's an Issa Derabbanan with God of Kavod Abrius. We don't know about God of Kavod Abrius yet. Stop, he didn't tell him. Why not? Because it's a misasik, and not the way Mishnah Sravaran says it's a misasik of Shabbos, which is not a ma'aseh because of the kivega tzimin ches. This is not a misasik of Shabbos. Then he's dying. He's not mixing one thing up with another. He just doesn't know what he's doing. That's a misasik of kol haTorah kula. And he'll say misasik of kol haTorah kula is not a ma'aseh at all, and that's exactly why he didn't tell the pasuk Mishnah Kama. Kaini relate to Ve'enfer the deceivers as Achronim is. We'll enter the Mekor Chaim as well. We'll stop here. Baruch Hashem, we covered a lot of ground. Tomorrow, Mr. Hashem, and Wednesday, as I mentioned already before, we'll do the Sugan of Zayin and Aleph about Mitoch. Please begin from the Gemara over here of Mitoch, of Shorim in the middle of Betchila B'Yomtif, the seventh line of Zayin and Aleph. Please go until Zorech L'chol Nefesh Hu, with a small little vase in our print, with the Tosfos, with the Sheet of Mekubetzes. That's the Marma comments for the next few days. I'll add a few of those things, of course, as well. And meanwhile, while this is going on, I can do a little Chazara.